The United Nations says it's extremely worried about the civilians in Rafah after Israel said it would evacuate them ahead of an expected ground invasion. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare a plan for the evacuation for much of the population of the southern Gaza city. Israel claims Rafah is the last remaining Hamas stronghold and it needs to send in troops to complete its war plan against the group. The UN estimates 1.4 million Palestinians have crammed into Rafah after fleeing fighting elsewhere in Gaza, where the health ministry says more than 27,700 people have been killed in Israeli offences since Hamas's October 7 attacks. Spokesperson for the Secretary-General, Stefan Dujarric, says the UN is limited in what it can do to help civilians in Rafah.
We're trying to keep civilians fed. We're trying to keep civilians clothed. We're trying to keep civilians have medical treatment, keep them dry and warm. It is nearly impossible for us to protect them from tank fire, from artillery shells, and so on. And because we all see what is going on currently.